why do healthcare professionals keep talking about how crowded hospitals are getting? Well, to get your attention.
If you talk to someone in the community, sometimes they'll say, is it really that bad? Well, yeah, it is. It's getting there.
That's Carl Broman's chief nursing officer, Lori Round. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, December 1st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the healthcare logjam COVID-19 has created as new cases rise. Eric Stock reports hospitals aren't the only places strained for space and staffing.
Chief Nursing Officer for the Urbana-based Carle Health System, Elizabeth Angelo, says Carle hospitals have struggled to move COVID patients who await a transfer.
We're finding that oftentimes it's difficult to facilitate a discharge to a nursing home or an extended care facility because they're also experiencing staffing and space challenges.
Angelo says Carle has also had to refuse some COVID patients from rural hospitals because Carle facilities have reached capacity. Bloomington Normal Hospital beds are currently 86% full. One way Carle hospitals are trying to limit hospital stays is through its new COVID at home program. It enables patients with mild cases to track symptoms from home. Patients get tools to monitor oxygen levels and other vital signs.
And we've had really great success with it so far. I think the folks who've been enrolled in the program have been appreciative of the level of support that they've received. Certainly, we've learned a little bit along the way.
Carle Health has nearly 100 patients enrolled in the program system-wide in the first few weeks. Carle says 85% of those patients have avoided hospitalization. It'll be available at Carle Broman and Normal soon. OSF Healthcare has a similar program. Carle Health has also created a new online dashboard that lists hospitalizations at each of its facilities. Carle says the data is more comprehensive than what most counties report, since Carle hospitals take in patients from many rural counties, too. Lori Round, chief nursing officer at Carle Broman and Carle Eureka Hospitals, says she hopes those numbers will help convince more people how serious the coronavirus is.
If you talk to someone in the community, sometimes they'll say, is it really that bad? Well, yeah, it is. It's getting there. It's getting there. And I need your help to wear your mask, to wash your hands, to stay away from each other.
Round says that's what worries her most during the holiday season. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate is on the rise again, back up to 10.5%. There are now over 1,400 people with COVID-19 isolating at home. Governor J.B. Pritzker said he has no immediate plans to roll back COVID-19 mitigation efforts as he warned of a possible post-Thanksgiving surge. That's despite some slight improvement in key public health metrics over the past week. And hundreds of people in Bloomington Normal have been caught up in a spike in fraudulent claims for unemployment benefits. ISU, Unit 5, and District 87 all confirm their workers have been hit. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The state's budget situation was already not good, and that was before Governor J.B. Pritzker's graduated income tax proposal was defeated by voters last month. Republicans like Bloomington State Senator Jason Barrickman claimed victory. They campaigned against the progressive tax. Charlie Schlenker spoke with Barrickman about what happens next.
There's three parts to this equation. One is tax increases, which Pritzker proposed, the public rejected. One is cuts. I think that is a conversation we will certainly embark upon in the spring legislative session. But the third one, which gets no attention from the Pritzker administration, is how do you make reforms that allow our economy to grow, put people to work, grow our job base and our tax base as a result? I mean, that conversation hasn't even gotten lip service from the Pritzker administration. And I think it's critical. I think that the public wants to see us make those types of reforms. They want to see the state grow its economy. They want to see people moving here and job creators moving here. And that is a really important conversation to have. Governor Pritzker Thus far, all he's wanted to do, he's angry that his tax increase didn't pass. He's lashed out at the public. He's threatened that he's going to decimate state government. But again, I think that, Charlie, I think the public wants more on the reform side.
Any reforms will take years to cycle into the economy. What do you think ought to be cut in the next year or two or three?
I fundamentally disagree with the notion that reforms take years to enact. Pension reform, which has often been discussed, not by the Pritzker administration. Pension reform is an example of a reform that is necessary. I think the public recognizes it's necessary, and there can be an almost immediate result from that. I think there's more that we can do to make cuts within Medicaid. We've seen expansive growth to Medicaid. It's probably the largest single expense of the state. When the state adopted the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, the belief then was that the federal government was going to reimburse us for all of the liabilities or costs that we incurred. The federal government's not doing that to the level that they once did in any way, and we continue to incur those costs. We've expanded Medicaid greatly. I think that's an area that you can look to.
Many Republicans continue to be silent about who won the election and efforts by President Trump to undercut the legitimacy of the election. Does that harm our body politic?
Yeah, I don't think it's helpful, Charlie. I think that we have an election process. It's the democratic process. It relies on millions of people casting votes around the country and having confidence that the outcome yields a winner for which the public and the world can have confidence on. So I believe that President Trump has had ample opportunity to present facts and evidence in courts of law, and thus far we've not seen that from him.
That's Bloomington State Senator Jason Barrickman speaking with Charlie Schlenker. Before we let you go, today is Giving Tuesday, a day when we all give back to the nonprofits that make our communities what they are. A perfect day to make your first contribution or a little extra one to WGLT. You can do that now at our website. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.